And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Vermilionville is offering cultural immersion summer camps for children. There are three sessions, and the third session will be en français. Actually, there are four sessions. The fourth session is en français. For more information, you can contact Vermilionville or stop by their website. The Acadiana Center for the Arts offers summer art camps for children, drawing, painting, and music classes as well. For more information, call or stop by their website. The Welsh Tennis Association is being formed in the Welsh area for young people and adults. If you'd be interested in participating, some of your children in junior high or high school, you can contact them at welshtennis@gmail.com. The story of space travel is at the Lafayette Science Museum now throughout the summertime. For information on that exhibit and other activities, LafayetteScienceMuseum.org. The Cajun French Music Association in Eunice, that's the Acadiana Charter Chapter, is offering free music lessons to young people and adults in accordion, fiddle, guitar, and dance. That will be at the Prairie Acadian Cultural Center through June. The 2013 Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids, sponsored by Louisiana Folk Roots, will take place at Vermilionville June 24th through the 28th. There are still a few spaces left. It's for children ages 8 through 14. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will offer camps for kids, including a piano camp and a visual arts camp, as well as some others. At Cité des Arts, there are some dance summer camps being offered, as well as a camp given by Jim Phillips called They're Going to Put You in the Movies. And then there is a puppetry camp at Cité des Arts as well. The Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve is offering cultural camps for kids in culture and ecology. And the Lafayette Ballet Theater will offer creative movement camps this summer as well. For any of these, you can find them on the web or call them. And in Dupré Library in the Jefferson Caffrey Reading Room, there's an exhibit on food, clothing, and shelter and how our ancestors provided those for themselves and their families. Artifacts on display include a branding iron, hand-woven baskets, books, pamphlets, and newspaper clippings are on display as well. That's in the Jefferson Caffrey Reading Room of Dupré Library. Reading, summer reading programs are available in every parish in the libraries. Find your branch library and you can sign up for your children or yourself in these summer reading programs. At the University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus, The New Art of the Loom, Contemporary International Tapestries, that will be up through the summer. This evening in Bro Bridge, there will be a reading given by Daryl Bork, pieces from his new book, Megan's Guitar, and other poems from Acadie. That will be at 7 o'clock tonight in Bro Bridge at Joie de Vivre Café, 107 North Main Street. This reading is the kickoff reading of the Bayou Teche Book Tour, a set of seven readings along that Louisiana Bayou that was the main thoroughfare and waterway for the 1765 Acadians who came into the territory. For more information, you can go to Daryl Bork's website or find out more about Megan's Guitar and other poems through the UL Lafayette Press website. The Glass Mendacity opens tonight in Opelousas at the Delta Grand Theater. It runs through the weekend. Tickets are available through deltagrandtheater.com. And opening tomorrow evening in Crowley, the Pandemonium Theater Group presents The Little Mermaid. That will run through the weekend. Tickets are available through the Grand Opera House of thegrandoperahouse.org. This Sunday, Vermilionville will host a free Creole Culture Day. Honored will be Willis Prudhomme with the Richard Catalan Senior Creole Heritage Award. There will be demonstrations and boat tours and music and crafts all day, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. this coming Sunday at Vermilionville. It is free and open to everyone. As well, on Sunday, the Jung Society of Lafayette presents Deep Blues, Human Soundscapes for the Archetypal Journey, presented by Mark Winborn. That's free and open to everyone. Actually, you have to register for it. That will be Sunday, June 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. If you'd like to know more about it, you can contact the Jung Society of Acadiana. The Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana will have their annual Bacchanalian that benefits the organization Friday, June 14th. It's a wine tasting fundraiser. For information, contact Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana. And at Nunu's Arts and Culture Center this Sunday, there will be a contra and square dance, 3 to 5:30 p.m. at Nunu's, 1510 Bayou Catawba Road. That's in Arneville. There will be callers: Charlene Heaton, Kendall Rogers, and Steve Bing. And the band will be the Laughing Wizards, Steve and Donna Bing, Liz Hampton, and Mike Billingsley. You can purchase tickets at the door. That's at Nunu's this Sunday, a contra and square dance. For more information, you can find Nunu's website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. And also, you can support KRVS at any time at our website. You can find podcasts of many of our locally produced programs and playlists as well. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's Ira Glass's This American Life. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. At 9, Val Broussard Boston's Franco Mix. And Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat at 10. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.